Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's I Have a Dream week. We started on MLK Day, and so far we hooked Erin up with Botox treatment for her hyperhidrosis, which made her self-conscious about her sweaty hands and feet. Then on Tuesday, we were able to get Tracy sign language lessons so she can communicate with her two-year-old son that can't hear very well. Then on Wednesday, Caitlin's husband, who's a veteran of the Iraq War, got a battle buddy, which is a service dog that helps with PTSD. And then yesterday, Ashley got her dream granted. She wanted her art displayed in a gallery, and that's going to happen. And I'm pretty excited about today's dream. First, let's bring in the dreamer.
Okay.
Hello, Dorinda.
Hello.
Dorinda sounds like Dreamer.
Yeah, let's change your name to Dreamer. Dreamer.
Good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I put about 2 seconds of thought in that.
Dorinda, were you nervous at all when you got the call from us?
I was.
It's a bit unsettling when the radio station calls, I'm sure.
But once you hear her dream, it's one of those like, oh, we're going to go through with this.
We are?
This is cool. All right, let's keep on going.
Oh.
Now, Dorinda, your dream includes your husband, right?
Yes.
Now, this may be a nightmare for him. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Is he going to be willing and able to do this?
I hope so.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure he will.
Let's tell people
what
we're talking about.
This is the coolest one. I love this dream. Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, I have a dream to recreate the Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud video with my husband. He doesn't know this yet, by the way.
Oh, boy.
I love the song and absolutely love the video and absolutely love dancing, even though I haven't done it in years, not including Zumba. Yeah, we all get down with Zumba. I love the thought of sharing this unique experience with my husband, and it would be amazing. Yes, I said it. Amazing. Also, my husband and I didn't really have a first dance since we got married on the beach with only two friends by our side and no reception. This would be a great gift for our 15th anniversary in April. That is my dream. I'm just thinking out loud.
Aw, Dorinda.
Dorinda.
You're clever.
Oh, you gave me goosebumps. That's so cool.
I like your thought, but does he know anything about the Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud video?
I've been hinting. I'm like, I really love this song. Have you seen the video? Have you heard the song?
Yeah.
I asked him over the weekend if he could learn to play it on guitar because he plays guitar.
Oh, okay.
Like, that would be a really awesome birthday present if you learned to play the song.
Right.
But I don't think he's gotten around to actually listening or watching the video.
Dorinda, is your husband a dancer like yourself?
No.
Which is fine.
That's my point.
You know why that's fine, Al? Because in the video, it's Ed Sheeran dancing.
Okay.
And Ed's not a, professional dancer. He can
move
along.
But he's a musician. I mean, some guys, they shy away from dancing. But we're here to make your dream
come true. Dorinda, I have a question. What is it about this particular Ed Sheeran song, Thinking Out Loud, that you gravitate to? You know, what do you love about it?
I when I heard it, I really liked the music. I didn't listen to the words at first, and then it's like, oh, yeah, that's a great song.
It's everything about that song is
great. Ed Sheeran's
great,
yeah, on every level.
One last question about your husband, because that's the angle that I'm taking here. When is the last time you saw him actually dance?
Well, we were actually at a Spurs game, and he kind of got up and danced a little.
Yeah. Was this before the 2000s?
The embarrassing dad cam. Does that count?
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, actually.
Right.
But I think the setting of the video is perfect for you two because they're in a ballroom and the lights are just on them and they're just dancing to this awesome song that Ed wrote.
If you're listening to this right now, you really need to go watch this video.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran ballroom dancing, basically. It's incredible.
Yeah. So your dream is to recreate this video with your husband. So I would like to bring in our buddy Asensio, a.k.a. Ace.
Ace?
Yeah,
Ace.
From Absolute Dance. Hey, what's going on, Ace?
Not much. I'm just listening to the conversation. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun.
So what do you do, Ace?
I teach dancing. I've been teaching dancing for 52 years. I mean, I've been dancing for 52 years and teaching for about 32 years.
My man. Okay.
So you know what you're doing.
A little bit, yeah.
Ace, are you familiar with the Ed Sheeran video, the Thinking Out Loud video? Have you seen it?
I have. I've seen it.
It's beautiful.
And basically, what I've noticed was I was happy to hear Dorinda say that her husband plays an instrument because that's what he does, and he's not really a dancer. So, because the way they put together that piece, it's really a little bit simple for the guy and really tough for the girl.
Ooh.
So really, the work's going to be on Dorinda's part.
Yeah, you ready, Dorinda?
I'm ready.
So, Ace, you're going to help choreograph this dance for Dorinda and her husband, right?
Well, we're either going to recreate it or we're going to reinvent it, whichever way is the best way for them.
You got to see what raw material you're working with first, right, Ace?
Oh, I think they can do it.
Exactly.
I think they can do it. How long do you think they're going to need to train before they actually film the video?
It's hard to tell sight unseen.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe we can get away with about maybe 10 weeks.
This is
a commitment, Al.
Oh, I have a dream. I have a dream that I want to be on the phone when you tell your husband about your dream.
No, this is cool. This will bring Dorinda and her husband closer together. Dancing is intimate.
What? If a man is willing to do this for his wife, that is love. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
He took the woman to the beach and got married. That's love.
Oh,
right
you hush,
there.
Al.
Dorinda, how is your husband going to feel about 10 weeks of dance class?
He will be excited that we're exercising together.
There you go.
Okay,
there you go.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that we have the choreographer and everything down, but, I mean, you still, her dream is to make the video, so how are we going to do that?
I mean, I have an iPhone.
Oh, Kelly. let's bring in our other friend.
Oh, okay.
Because this dream is multi-layered. This is Kyle from Media Bar Productions.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, cuz?
Kyle, have you heard everything that's been going on with Dorinda's dream recreating the Ed Sheeran music video?
Yeah, I've been listening to all of it. It sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah. It should be.
Because we got Ace is going to teach him the dance, and then Kyle, we're bringing you in, and you're going to film Dorinda and her husband.
Yep. We're going to do a full production for you guys.
This is exciting stuff, Dorinda.
It is.
We've never granted a wish like this before. I'm excited.
No. Yeah. Well, hey, Dorinda, what does your husband do for a living?
He works with kids. He works at a residential treatment center for boys.
Aww.
Can we just get it?
All right.
This letter went from just some words on paper, like you said, thinking out loud, to coming to complete fruition. How are you feeling about it now with all these elements?
Now I'm a little nervous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Excited.
I think your video could potentially go viral after you finish this.
I know, right?
You guys may become famous because of this.
Wow.
Well, we couldn't do it if you hadn't written in the letter, Dorinda, and we couldn't do it without Ace from Absolute Dance and also Kyle from Media Bar Productions. Thank you guys both for helping her out with this.
You're welcome.
No problem.
No problem. Looking forward to it.
We are too.
All right, Dorinda, get ready because this is really happening. Your dream is coming true.
All right.
First step, tell your husband.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got $100 that says his first words are going to say, "You did what?"
Wait, I'm doing a video in front of people?
Okay, that's what we want you to do, Dorinda. We want you to get your little cell phone out. We want you to record your husband's reaction. If you wouldn't mind doing that for us, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
I can't wait to watch you guys do this.
Man,
you're going to have so much fun, Dorinda.
Yeah, and if you want to find out more about getting dance lessons yourself, we'll have the link to Absolute Dance and to also for media production, Media Bar Productions on KidNation.com.
Get ready, Dorinda. You ready?
Hi, I'm ready.
All right, girl.
We'll see the video soon
enough.
Thank
you, everybody.
Congratulations, Dorinda, and thank you so much, Kyle and Ace.
Thank you guys for helping out.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, guys.
Another dream granted.
That's what we do.
Man, seriously, I cannot wait to see this video. It's going to be so cool. Because how many times have you seen a video and you wanted to recreate it and you never get around to doing it?
Really? I have never wanted to recreate a music video.
No.
10 weeks.
I mean, give or take a couple.
It's unique. I love it because it's such a beautiful, beautiful video.
I'm sure. Kelly, they've asked us to participate in some of these Dancing with the Stars type deals. And the reason we have not...
Because it's 10 weeks.
It's 10 weeks!
See, I'm watching the guy dancing. Ed Sheeran, his is simple. And I think Dorinda's talented enough to where maybe she picks it up in 5 weeks.
The average person, when you ask your husband to go out go dancing, he's going to say, dance. And that's like for an hour.
Al, Dr. Girlfriend says, let's recreate the Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud video. You doing it or not? It'll mean a lot to her.
Oh.
Yeah, dance for 10 weeks.
Oh, 10 weeks?
Yeah.
That's the thing, like on a Saturday. Can't you just do it on a Saturday?
No, you got to learn the dang dance if you want to do it right.
I can't do anything for 10 weeks.
All right.
You got to train.
I got to do some really, really bad stuff for that. I need to use that as my doghouse.
You got
to
practice.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Oh, God.
Oh, secrets.
Well.
The best secret keeper on the show is Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Be Al, because you tell Al something or he does something, he just forgets.
No, he forgets or he goes and tells somebody within 5 minutes because he forgets it's a secret. but Kelly, you hold on to a secret for years.
Years, yeah.
And I still can't believe you told me.
And we had a dinner two days ago. We had a dinner 2 days ago, and Kelly, we were talking about...
It wasn't out of the blue. JC was telling how when he first came here, gave up everything in California to come here to be a part of the show. I know my hair, I've been doing it.
Okay, you're watching on Kid TV. If you got to watch Kid TV, between Kelly and I right now,
our hair is a hot mess.
We're like in the in-between curling.
We got TV stuff to do later today. For Dish Nation, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
So
JC was saying how when he first got here, you know, it was about a week or two on the air, Kid pulled him in and said, this ain't working out.
Right.
I'm phasing you out of the show. And JC had a mini meltdown and then nothing ever happened.
Kid just sort of
do that kind of stuff and then just never bring it up again.
Right. I hated it.
Kid, I'm going to tell you about Kid. He believed the best way to get performance out of somebody was to always make them think like they were about to be fired.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was his way to motivate people.
Work for
you know?
Me.
Yeah, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting there listening to JC's story, and I'm like, okay, I can't believe I'm going to tell you something.
Kelly, I'm going to tell you something. Kelly just tells us this at the dinner table in front of everybody, and this is the first time. I've known Kelly for 20-something years. This is the first hint, first inkling I've ever had of any of this information that Kelly sprung on me this past Wednesday.
And it pulls me into the office and says, Big Al needs to go.
And what did you do, Kelly? Did you go tell Al?
That I needed to be the one. Uh-huh.
But I'm going to need you to tell him.
And I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, how am I going to do that? What am I supposed to do? I'm not the boss. And anyway, so I left the office. I never mentioned it again. Kid never mentioned it again. Al's still here.
So everything's fine.
So I told the story to Al. We all laughed. I
can't believe you told
Al, don't you do this.
But you held on to this secret for years.
So I tell the story. They post the audio on Facebook. And apparently, I am the worst person in the world.
Backlash.
Why?
Because let's bring in Mikey.
Facebook blew up yesterday.
I thought that would make you like a good friend and
a
good person.
What? I should have never told this horrible secret.
You're just taking it to your brain.
See, you have to know, we worked with Kid and we know his moods and his personality. Al, were you truly, be honest right now. You tell the truth how you felt when I told you that story.
Kelly,
I'm not even looking at you.
Al called me and he was almost crying.
I was devastated.
Shut up.
I'm not going to lie to you. It takes a lot to devastate
me. Al and I had a heart to heart.
We laughed. Because you knew that man and you knew how he was.
I said, waiter, we need another bottle of wine over here.
Wait, I'm interested to hear this Facebook backlash.
Everybody's mad at me.
All right, so I kind of narrowed it down here. I'm just going to say three of the negative ones.
Okay. I hope you picked the most negative.
How many were there?
Let's go negative first.
It was mostly negative.
First off, from Ashley,
it's awful.
I'm sure Kid had plenty to say about Kelly, too. Some things are better left unsaid. What's the point in bringing it up? That was ugly and uncalled for.
Thank you, Ashley.
Way to be ugly.
Shut up.
Myrna said, don't see the point. Al's feelings are hurt, and his image of Kid is now tainted.
Oh,
just mean, Kelly.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly why I was feeling. I'm like, man, what?
Rhonda said, I quit listening because I don't care for Kelly. My opinion is that she is the one who wants Big Al gone and is laying it off on Kid.
What?
I can't stand her voice or her arrogance.
You know what, Rhonda?
Here you go.
So Rhonda quit listening but still is heavily involved on Facebook.
The link was up on Facebook.
I'm not going
to
listen anymore either, Rhonda.
To hear the secret. Oh, hush, Al.
Rhonda and Al show.
There were a couple positive ones.
Okay, what was the positive ones?
Two or three. Gretchen said, I thought it was hilarious. Kelly does not need to apologize. Al knows that Kid loved him. Kid was just in a bad mood that day. It's a funny story, and Al has a great sense of humor.
It all depended on his bad mood.
Melissa said, everyone needs to take a chill pill. As any loyal listener knows, if Kid wanted anyone gone, they would have been gone.
Exactly.
And Caroline said, y'all need to quit giving Kelly a hard time. She's a good friend to avoid drama over what Kid said.
Boom.
He was her boss, and she loved him just like we all did. Just because we all loved him does not mean that Kid was always right. She loves Big Al and is bonding over craziness that happened a long time ago. It's okay to talk about it.
It's funny.
Yeah, it was Al?
Still can't believe
it. Okay, fine.
Stop acting, Al.
I love that all of you are so passionate about it, but everyone needs to understand we truly are a family, so we are going to fight, and we fought with Kid. We're going to fight. We're going to fight with each other, and we are going to share a lot of funny stories, and we know Kid would be laughing about it. We know that, so it's okay.
Al doesn't fight.
Okay.
Al doesn't fight because halfway through the fight, he's like, what are we talking about?
Well, Al will just join your team.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
So Kelly held on to these secrets.
I need an apology.
Oh, okay, Al. Okay, why don't you apologize? Okay, when I walk in this room, tell everybody what you just told me. Go ahead, tell it.
Huh?
I want everybody to know what I live with.
Go ahead, Al.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so bad that I told Al the secret. Tell him what you said to me the minute I walked in the room with my hair curly.
I said, Kelly, what are you doing Saturday? Because I booked us to sing karaoke for a charity group at my bar.
He auctioned me off without asking me.
A year ago.
What is this, Taken?
He auctioned me off to sing karaoke, and I'm emceeing another charity event. You know I would do it, Al, if I could, because I bail you out a lot, because I'm so mean.
All right, well, me and Jenna and JC will take the place.
Oh, hell no.
Wait, so now I'm the replacement, and everyone's going to show up to see Kelly.
It takes two people to take Kelly Raspberry's place.
He just signs me
all
up.
All you have to do, Al, is ask.
Okay.
JC, are you willing to do this? Kelly, are you willing to do this?
JC and Jenna, I need y'all.
Okay, no, not last second.
I have how many songs?
A couple hours. You know,
hours?
I mean, it's not like we have to sing the entire time.
Sing my song and
sure.
go?
Sure. No. You know, sing and go.
Where are you going to be, Al?
Do you have the song? Do you have the only couple songs I want to do?
Al, I'm going to have to tell you, you're fired. I've waited all this time, and I finally got the nerve to do it.
Oh.
All right, we definitely want to take your calls on the secret you are holding.
Yeah, what secret are you holding on to?
800-KID-LIVE.
I've been holding on to it for years. It could devastate a person, hurt them, and change their life. Do you know, Kelly, our lives could have been changed forever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Can you imagine if I had followed through and I actually was mad enough? It's like, all right, Kid, I'll do it. I'll fire him.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
Yeah, Al, I can imagine now, because if you had been fired, I wouldn't be having to come in and do karaoke tomorrow night.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Do you want to know a secret?
Yes, I do.
Be careful what you ask for, JC. Could wreck your life.
Well, this was inspired by the secret Kelly held on to for years about Kid asking her to
a few more years
tell Al he's fired.
But Big Al needed
but
to go.
But he's still here, so he's fired.
You know, it really was harmless, and it was funny. But the older I get, you know, when you're young, you feel like you need to tell all the secrets to people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, clear your chest so you don't, die on your deathbed with regrets.
The older I've gotten, especially with girlfriends or people in relationships, I started to learn, keep some things to yourself.
It's better that way.
It's more selfish to get the secret
everybody,
off your chest.
Yeah, everybody don't need to know everything.
But don't do it now, because this is the bit. So if you want to get a secret off your chest, we're going to change your name, so don't worry about that.
This is the way to tell it without telling it.
You're on the trust tree.
Okay.
We're not judging. We just want to know, because we're really nosy.
I'll try not to judge.
Kelly will judge a little bit.
Try.
She's a little judgy.
Let's be honest. You judge. You might not judge out loud, but
I'm
you
judging
judge.
In my head.
Yeah.
But outside, I'm not going to judge.
Okay.
All right? Al, are you going to judge?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's what we do.
Thanks.
I'm shocked at how many we have.
Oh, this is great.
How many people
have
called in?
Because we're family, Jenna, and we trust each other.
We are family.
And let's kick it off with new name Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
You have a very deep secret.
Okay, tell us.
I have a very deep secret.
Okay,
So my husband and I have been married for 6 years, and I do love him, but about a year ago, I realized that I also had developed very deep, deep feelings for my best friend, who really...
Okay.
Yeah. What? So, you know, I see him about once a week, but we text and talk constantly.
It's an emotional connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that him and I have more of an emotional connection than me and my husband, because my husband and I are in that, not the rut, like everything's good. It's just gotten
Is your husband jealous about your friendship with your best friend who happens to be a dude?
No, he actually hangs out with them too.
Oh, that's so crazy. So what are you planning on doing? Are you
Yeah, they thing. I'm not, you know, I believe firmly in marriage.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if anything else ever was to happen between my husband and I, then, you know, maybe 10, 15 years down the long line, maybe. But I'm not hoping for it.
Right.
You know, I signed the marriage contract. I got married because I loved my husband ultimately. And I'm one of those people that stick with it. But at the same time, it scares the everything out
right.
of me.
And you haven't acted upon this, so there's nothing has happened. It's just all in your head. You're in love with him. He has no idea. Your husband has no idea. And it's just you.
But what is?
No. Don't do that, Al. I promise you, grass. When you get a little bored and complacent sometimes, I'm sure that happens.
Yes.
Grass is always greener. Even in my own young, immature life, grass is greener. You want to be single. You want to be dating. But I guarantee if you dated your best guy friend 15 years down the road, if you even made it that long, you would also get bored with him.
Right.
Exactly.
And
so, Jenna doling out the advice.
Has your best friend given you any hints that he perhaps feels the same way about you?
That's weird that you said that. Yes, he has.
Interesting.
Is he married? We haven't even asked you. Is he in a relationship?
Yes, he is married also.
Oh,
double interesting.
Playing with fire a little bit, but we're not judging.
No, we're not judging.
We're not here to judge.
You just always want what you can't have.
We're holding your hand through this.
Tell us their secrets if we judge them.
Okay, Anna, so you haven't done anything. You just happen to have feelings for another man.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Okay, try and reignite some love with your husband, but do call us if something happens so we can talk about it.
Okay, you got it.
All right, Anna. I hope you guys get out of that rut and those feelings for your best friend go away. Have a great day, Anna.
Wow. You too.
Man, that's tough.
Emotional affairs are very real. Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. Is it an emotional affair when it's just in her head?
It's
just in her head.
Homeboy said it might be in his head, too.
I would have to stop hanging out because it'd just be playing with fire for me.
Yeah, exactly it.
All right, let's go with Nyjah.
Hi.
You have a secret you've been holding on to.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm a really nice person, so I don't like to really tell anybody the truth when it comes to how I feel about them.
Uh-huh. But?
But I've been friends with this girl for about 5 years. We're practically married. And I'd have never told her this, maybe in a joking manner, but I've been totally serious. There's just some things about her that are just completely ugly. Not her personality. Yeah, she has an attitude problem, but her physical body, like her feet, are just like, they're just gross sometimes. And her, even though she gets pedicure, it's just like her toes are really, the proportion to her toes and feet are just like really nasty, like really sausage-like toes and then really
fat
feet.
She can't do anything about that.
So you hate your best friend's feet.
Barney Rubble and her face sometimes. She has a pretty face, but sometimes she just looks like a pig. I'm just like,
I got to ask you a question.
A pretty girl who's friends with an ugly girl sometimes, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so terrible. It's okay. She lives in another city. She'll never hear this.
Okay. And you got that off your chest.
Because we're not on the internets.
Yeah. Or no, in like 80 cities.
No, she doesn't. She's never even heard of this station.
Okay.
So, but we've been friends for like 5 years, and I just like, I just feel so bad about it sometimes. But then I'm like, like, you know, when I'm mad, I'm like, oh, this ugly person. You know, our first impressions weren't that good either.
Okay.
I thought she was going to be this ratchet, ugly chick because she had long nails and long hair that was actually real. I thought it was fake, and I was wild. My first impression turned out to be true, but I was apparently wrong because she wasn't ratchet at all.
Right.
But, you know, she still is kind of on the ugly side.
Al has a question. Ugly friend that's a great person.
Nyjah, Al has a question for you.
Nyjah, your phone call, your story is terribly entertaining. But to fully appreciate it, I have to ask.
No, just don't.
No limits. It's okay. Ask it.
No, you don't want him to ask it.
We don't want him to ask it.
Trust me, you don't want him to ask it.
Al, are you going to ask it?
No, don't you ask it.
Do it.
Al.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
Al.
It's okay. I get it a lot.
Okay.
My voice is actually deep. I like to have a tenor. I sing a tenor.
Okay.
So it's okay.
Can you sing for us?
I'm actually a black woman, and she is actually half African. That makes any difference.
There you go.
I wasn't trying to offend anybody.
You weren't trying to offend anyone.
I didn't know.
Nyjah, I'm sorry if I offended you.
You didn't know.
No, you wouldn't believe how many times I call customer service, and they're like, "All right, sir," and it's like,
"Well, it helps with your tenor."
Well, your name also isn't a giveaway.
Androgynous name.
I love my name.
But it's not. It doesn't define whether that doesn't define your sex. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to tell.
It's really hard, especially when you get spam mail. You know, say, "Here's some free Viagra."
Well, my ex's
name was Lynn. His name was Lynn, and it's spelled L-Y-N-N. So everybody thought he was a female. Yeah. So he get, like, breath stuff. So it's pretty funny.
Now, you're going to be our official caller, a woman that sounds kind of like a man.
No, you're...
Hey.
Nyjah's going to be Nyjah. That's who she is.
Nyjah. All right.
I listen to you guys every morning. So
thank
I
you, Nyjah.
Call. I was shocked that I got in. I was like, oh, my God.
We're so glad you did.
Thank you for joining our secret...
Shocked us.
Our secret line.
A fellow female with a raspy voice.
Yeah. You
shout
and Jenna.
Out.
You have a great day, Nyjah.
In person, I don't sound like this, but you guys are awesome.
Thank you for sharing your secret.
That was great. That's great. I just didn't know what context.
Okay. Yeah.
You
know,
y'all was thinking the same
man,
thing.
No, I was not thinking the same thing. You had me fall to the ground. I knew.
Jenna's knees weren't weak.
I knew. My knees buckled. I knew you were going to ask. My headphones came unplugged.
No idea.
So that's hard, huh?
I crawled up in baby position under here.
Let's move on to Michelle, who also has a secret she would like to get off her chest.
All right.
Okay.
Man. Holding it for years.
Okay,
what's
Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
What is it?
Hi.
Hi.
What happened was I got drugged on bourbon, and not sure what happened, but I do know that whenever I woke up, I was using the bathroom in my friend's kitchen at her table.
Yeah, that's not the bathroom.
So did you clean it up, or did you blame it on someone else?
Who'd you blame it on?
She never found out. How?
No one found out because I cleaned it up. But and then there was—I mean, it was a little more than pee.
Oh no!
I just threw it in the neighbor's yard. And
okay. So you the chair and the neighbor's yard.
Okay, yeah.
You've never told anybody this, Michelle?
Those are the good stories to never tell anyone.
She wanted to get it off her chest, Jenna. Oh,
now she feels better.
You feel better, Michelle?
That's awesome. That's awesome, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, who by chance was in the chair the next morning when you after you cleaned it up?
Oh, God. Oh, her daughter.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well,
but see, you know, that's harmless.
Yeah. I threw that chair away.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
It didn't affect anyone.
I broke in.
Okay.
Yeah. What chair?
All right, Michelle, I'm glad you feel better about getting that off your chest.
That chair in my truck. I took it to the dump ground.
Yeah.
You will never see that chair again in your life.
Oh, I'll buy him a new chair, even if it doesn't match. Michelle, have a great day, okay? Happy weekend.
Bye.
Take care.
Don't drink bourbon. Yeah. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had a guy. That kind of happened in the office before, too. But it was a pillow.
Ooh.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right.
What?
I don't know, boys are gross.
Okay.
It was a pillow. It was a long time ago.
Can we do a non-bathroom secret?
Yeah.
This one's a juicy secret.
All right. Come on.
Christy?
Yes.
I've been told you have a very juicy secret.
I do. literally less than 5 minutes after my husband's best friend got married, he told me in my ear that he only married her because he couldn't marry me, and he would get an annulment tomorrow if I said yes.
Oh my God. When did this happen?
5 minutes.
Oh, it was about 20 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. But you never told anybody.
Or are you guys married now?
Never told anybody.
So obviously you didn't say yes.
And they're still married.
They're still married, yes.
Is it awkward when you go hang out with them now or in the last 20 years?
Well, me and my husband at that time have been divorced now. So I don't hang out with them at all anymore.
Okay.
All right. I see. Wow. Yeah, something about men. Men do that kind of stuff on wedding days or before they get married.
Freak out.
I've gotten a call from an ex-boyfriend. Like, I'm just letting you know I'm getting married.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I think he's just like testing the water. I'm like, why do men do this? You know?
They're scared. They're about to commit.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing. I think it's scarier for a man because girls grow up dreaming about our wedding day, typically. Not for everyone. But we grow. And men, they don't have that. So when it comes down, they're feeling trapped.
Yeah.
And girls are like, finally.
It's like fantasy for us, and it's like prison for them.
It's like our last thing. You know, we've given up everything. It's like our last little thing that we have to be independent, and now it's gone.
Yeah, I get it.
I think a lot of men try to sabotage it.
typically men do this before they get married, yes, not 3 minutes after they say I do.
Right?
Well, y'all look so good at the weddings. I have to admit, y'all stepping
up. Yeah, the bride looks great, too.
Yeah, but, you know, you're going to have her for the rest of your life.
Do you, did part of you want to tell your friend, Christy?
I did. I did because she was a very good friend to me. But then, you know, she was so in love with him, and I didn't want to ruin that for her.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
And over the years, he continually tried to have an affair with me.
Oh, so he
went to the next level.
Yeah. And unfortunately, in those situations, somehow Christy would have been made to be the bad person.
Of course.
Even though she's the one that just
I think you
heard him
did
say
the right thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's better just to keep it to yourself and not touch him ever.
And call us.
And call us and tell us.
Yeah.
Thanks, baby.
I'll call you everything.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christy.
I like taking people's secrets on so they feel better without telling the wrong person.
Right.
It does feel so much better to tell
secrets. Yeah, you want to tell someone.
How do you not tell secrets, Kelly? How do you keep them so well?
I just learned that people tell you more if you keep your mouth shut.
I know, but don't you want to tell people?
I tell my dog.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes secrets are so juicy, but then you think about the ramifications.
Uh-huh.
The best thing that I've learned to do is if someone tells you a secret, I just forget it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just find a way to forget it.
Yeah.
And then,
like,
so
I
that way you
don't
have to.
I don't let myself think about it. I don't let myself bubble with the drama. I just forget that someone ever told me. Huh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Friends betraying friends here. Jordan, what is your secret?
It's awful. Okay. My secret is that in college, I stole my roommate's car keys while she was sleeping. I completely wrecked her car. I panicked, parked it back in the same spot, and then went back, got in bed, and acted like nothing happened.
Oh, my God.
So what did your friend think happened?
Well, I was sitting there. She was very strappy. So I was like, okay, when she discovers this, she's going to kick my butt. Like, right. I knew it. I was like, okay, she's going to hit me in the face. So she gets up. I hear her get up. She goes. She grabs her car keys out of her purse. She goes downstairs. I hear stomping coming back up the stairs, back into the dorm. I'm like, oh, here it comes. She opens up the door, and she's holding her bumper that fell off during the wreck.
She's that strong?
I basically took the bumper that fell off and stuck it back onto the car.
Jordan!
She's holding the bumper, and she goes, Jordan, someone wrecked my car!
And you said?
And I go, oh, my God, that's crazy. Really? Who would do that? It was a hit and run. Oh, wow. Oh. And it's been 15 years. Oh. We're good friends. She actually lives in another state. We talk all the time.
And you've never told
her? You know, actually, I've never told her.
Tell her
and,
now.
You know,
we got to call
her. Let's tell her.
This is a great time.
Let's tell her.
Jordan. 2,500 bonus points if you let us call her right now and tell her.
Bonus points? I need $2,500.
That's right, Al.
$2,500?
Come on, Jordan.
What would you give her, Al?
But she has, like, anger management problems that she, like, talks about all the time. She's like, and so, you know, she would fight all the time, so she could pretty much take me. And
She lives in another state.
I know, but...
Okay,
oh,
don't do it.
Okay, but
if she's the type of person you think it would really make her angry and end your friendship, then we don't want to do that.
Yeah, we do. Jordan,
no way.
It'll end the friendship. You think it'll end the friendship,
15
Jordan?
15 years, man. You told me I was going to get fired.
I mean, it's been 15 years. She might just laugh about it, or she might feel betrayed because she's like, you're my best friend and you never said anything. But, I mean, I couldn't. I mean, I try to make it up over the years, like, in college, you know, when she would need something, like, you know, hey, I'm short on groceries.
I get
I'd be
it.
Like, oh, I got you.
I
you
get know? It.
Indebted for life.
She's like, man, Jordan sure goes out of her way to make me feel good about
Jordan,
myself
Jordan,
and does things for me.
We're gonna
take. You can't pay your bill. I got you.
We're gonna take a break, and I'm gonna try and talk to you off the air and see.
Hey,
if
good
we
luck,
can,
Al.
I'm gonna try and talk you into this,
no.
and before we do the Hizzy Wood Hustle, maybe we'll make that phone call.
Top
okay.
Five.
Yeah, it's
no
a show.
Way.
It's top five. So Al, we'll try to talk you into it, Jordan.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for the most interesting listener of the week.
Hey, Jot, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys, doing great.
Welcome to our day.
Hey, thanks. I just took the opportunity to call in. I heard your guys were kind of looking for some calls, but Kelly, just want to call and say, hey, girl, and that I loved you. And growing up, I was best friends with her brother. And even though Kelly was kind of moot. Kind of moody at times.
You know,
Jot Rogers. What are you doing?
Girl. Oh, it is Jot Rogers.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Man, I'm sitting in the truck.
Hey, Jot.
How many shots do you know? It took you a second.
Jot, listen, tell him about Cosmo Brockington.
Yeah. Next door neighbor named Cosmo Brockington growing up.
Well, me and Ron really didn't hang out much with Cosmo. He was a good kid, but he kind of stayed to himself. I mean, I think the nation kind of elaborated more on Cosmo just because of whatever reason, but I guess because of his deer head picture on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Funny.
That was the most interesting listener of the week.
Nice to hear from Jot this week.
That was a good call, right?
You never know who's listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Al, your man crush, Blake Shelton, was on the Tonight Show.
Really?
Yeah, did you watch him?
I did not.
You are not a true BSer if you did not watch him. Because he played a fun game of the whisper game where one person listens to headphones and tries to lip read what the other person is saying. Take a listen to that.
All right. Here's the first one. Ready? Pumpkin spice latte. My pee-pee stretched out.
Aw, oh, man. That's not even close to the word. Let's try it.
Pumpkin spice latte. My pee-pee. I know it's my pee-pee.
Let's try it one more time.
One more time.
All right, I'll take that as a win. That counts.
Did I get it?
No. That game actually looks pretty fun.
See, how can you not want to hang out with that
dude
right there?
I know, I'm with you on that.
I don't know. I can't explain it other than just this, but my man, I just want to hang out with him, drink a beer with him. And I don't know. I don't know any other way to do it other than just to throw it out there in the universe. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Or pay someone, right?
Now Kelly, her lady crush is Britney Spears. She loves Britney Spears. But
I don't want to meet her.
But she does not want to meet her.
Because I know if it doesn't go exactly as gloriously as I've always dreamed about, I'd be crushed.
Me,
so
on the other hand,
risk it.
I do want to meet Blake. I want to meet Blake Shelton.
Yeah, so, you want to have a beer with Blake Shelton.
That's why. Yeah. So that's why in years past, I've thrown up a banner in front of the bar, like, come drink free, Conan O'Brien, or whatever. I tried to think of some kind of clever way to invite them over. Kardashians drink free, even Rob. And Khloe Kardashian actually showed up. So I'm asking you guys to help me come up with something. It's got to be pretty quick, pretty short. I can put on a banner and hang out in front of my bar to get Blake Shelton to stop by. You know,
do it.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Al's taking this seriously because yesterday when we were driving out to an event and Al and I carpooled, he was reading these the entire way, the entire hour he was looking for the right sign.
And some are better than others, but there's some good ones on my Facebook page and you can still comment now. Let's see here.
So far, these are your favorite ones?
Yeah. Well,
so far.
Yeah. Angie Hurd recommended, Blake, I got boobs and beer. Travis Wise says, keep it simple. Blake Shelton drink here, I could win $1,000. another one says, let's see, Blake Shelton lookalike contest, today only. One of my favorites was, let's celebrate Blake History Month. Free drinks for Blake.
Wow, you can't do that one.
Can't do that?
Can't do what?
Blake History Month? He's coming in February.
What?
What?
Okay.
Winning voice coach drinks for free. Turn your chair, Blake, for free drinks.
Mm-hmm. What about
Blake Shelton?
Turn your chair here for free beer.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. It rhymes.
I like the rhyme.
Courtney wrote, Blake Shelton gets free vodka bubble bath at the mat.
No. I mean, I think it's not that it's terrible. It's just that it's a little too weird. He might be scared.
Yeah. You don't want to weird him out.
Lots of mentions of the Blake-a-rita, which apparently is the drink that he likes. He names it that. He drinks.
Or how about Adam Levine not allowed here?
Blake drinks free. That's another one. Blake drinks free. Adam Levine pays double.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
That was cool one.
I like that.
I told Al that was my favorite one.
I like that one.
Okay. Because Blake has this little...
They like doing the play, like going, the play fighting.
The battle,
I think that's a cool way to keep it going.
Al, you're
going to
give $1,000.
So if I do pick your submission, I'm going to and Blake comes by, I'm going to pay you $1,000. Okay, odds are he won't. Okay, but if he does, I'm going to give you $1,000. So... Boom.
What else are you planning to do for this campaign?
I'll get the sign. I'll put it up, and I'm going to put this all over social media. On his Twitter page. He's on Twitter a lot, from what I hear.
Of course he is.
And I wish I could do the little finger thing pointing at my bar.
Why don't we find out where he's staying and you hire someone to make multiple signs with the same slogan, you know, to show him where to go?
Yeah, could probably do that.
He needs to see it.
Why don't you get a billboard?
I can do that, too. The thing is,
an airplane to fly over the stadium that he's going to be performing at.
Okay, you guys are talking about some serious loot here.
Well, you want it bad enough.
I think you could probably hire a plane to do that for
$1,000. Skywriting? I don't even know.
Do they still do that?
Or,
yes, they do. I haven't seen it in a while.
I don't know if by the time they spell all that out, the fog would be gone.
Why don't you do what you used to do and just show up at the hotel and kidnap them?
Yeah, we've done that before. Did it with John Tesh. It worked twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
And you didn't get arrested for that.
And my bar is very convenient to some of the nicer hotels. You know, a couple of nice hotels right down the street. So, Kelly, what do you think the probability of this happening?
Oh, you're going to put the sign up.
Yeah, I sure am. That's definite.
Well, when do you need to put the sign up?
Let's see. He's coming here, I believe, the first weekend in February.
Okay.
So I probably need to do it by Monday or Tuesday or so. You know,
the campaign needs to begin.
Yeah.
Because his people are going to start showing up to town to get ready.
And
but
that's what
here's the twist. What if somebody does get Blake to come in, but it had nothing to do with the sign?
Well, I don't know.
What if somebody just manages to see Blake out and works at the hotel where he's staying and like, look, this guy's a real big fan. We should go by. It has nothing to do with the sign, but another person gets Blake to go in.
Should I give that person $1,000?
Yeah. I mean, he got Blake to your bar.
That's what I was saying. I think it should just be who can get him.
Yeah.
You're tying it to the sign.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, hey, this is fluid. This is a work in progress.
No, you need to have, because this is a contest.
Usually work. Yeah.
It's a contest.
That's why people get sued when you keep things fluid.
It's $1,000 up on the line now.
So one or the other then. Either you get Blake to come to the bar and Blake tells me, hey, John Smith got me to come here.
Gosh.
Boom, you get $1,000. Or we do it by the sign and Blake says, I saw this all over social media. Boom.
What if his wife's whole family comes to the bar? Her family is in a city that listens to the show.
They all get free.
So what if 37 people bring him in? And then you owe $37,000 to Miranda Lambert's family.
They'll split $1,000.
You know,
didn't say that.
I just did.
Okay.
I did see Miranda Lambert once in a bar really close to your bar.
Really?
About 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. So 3 years ago. She likes this area. She's not the match.
She's been in the same zip code.
And it was girls that live here in town. So that she has friends that live here.
They go to Oklahoma a lot.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a store or something in Oklahoma.
She does.
And when she does come to town, she does frequent the area where your bar's at.
Wow.
So if she is traveling with Blake, she will most likely see
the sign.
See the sign.
Okay. See that? It's working.
Well, no, it's not working. The probability's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Which is good for you.
Absolutely.
Nina, you have a suggestion for Big Al's sign?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
We need some boys around here like Blake Shelton.
There you go.
Yeah, because that's a song.
Some songs, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're going to enter that, Nina.
And if I win, I don't want you can keep this $1,000. I just want to meet Blake.
Me too.
Oh,
see,
be there too. So
yeah.
Now she's throwing in the stipulation.
All right. Yeah. All right. You got it, Nina. I'll call you.
Look at Al changing. You can't change the rules in the middle of the contest.
I didn't change the rule. She changed the rule.
Well, let her.
Sure.
You give her $1,000.
Yeah, I will.
And then she gives it back if she wants to.
Let's be honest. Okay. He ain't using that sign. Let's just be honest.
Well, that sign probably not.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm using.
Nina, Al hates your sign. How do you feel about that?
I didn't say that. I didn't say
that.
No, I did not say that.
He just said
That's not very nice.
It's not, Nina.
He's not a nice man.
I can't believe he said that.
I should have fired him when I had the chance.
I know, Nina. I love your sign. I love your sign.
You love me? Then I need $1,000 anyway.
I love your sign.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.